وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. Previously, we were looking at the tools we require and the tools that we need in order for me and you to fix ourselves, in order for me and you to live a happy life in this world and in the next, in order for me and you to coexist with one another. I'm just trying to, get you, remind you of the sequence of the topic that we've been talking about. So we said the first tool is al-aql, the intellect that Allah has given us that we need to use. A hadith from Imam Baqir salamullahi alayhi. He says, لما خلق الله العقل, when Allah created the intellect. So the intellect itself, now even from a philosophical approach, they call and they say there's العقل الكامل, the complete, the absolute intellect. And what we have is stems from that absolute intellect. The intellect that we have, Allah says, He created it. And he says to it, ثُمَّ اسْتَنْتَقَهُ. Allah started having discussion, a conversation with the intellect. فَقَالَ لَهُ أَقْبِلْ. Come forth. فَأَقْبَلْ. It came forth. Direct order. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, أَدْبِرْ. Go back. And فَأَدْبَرْ. It went back. ثُمَّ قَالَ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the following statement after giving these two commands to the brain, saying, intellect. He said, come forth, go, and it went. He says, wa azzati wa jalali, by my honor and my might. Ma khalaqtu khalqan ahabbu ilayya mink. I did not create anything more beloved to me than you. Wala akmaltuka illa fi man uhab. And I will not make you complete except in those whom I love. Amma wa inni wa iyyak. Amma wa inni iyyaka amur wa iyyaka anha. It is you who I command, it is you who I prohibit. Wa iyyaka u'aqib wa iyyaka uthib. And it is you who I reward and you who I punish. So everything revolves around our intellect. So our intellect, our reasoning, our brains, it what makes us closer to Allah or further away from Allah. It what brings me reward, and it also could bring me punishment. And this intellect has two main functions. One, to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and His attributes, and His prophets, and the infallibles. We become obedient to them, and we prepare for the afterlife, and through that we learn the best of morals, best of akhlaq, our Islamic duties, and what have you. So anything that needs to deal with Allah, and knowing Allah, goes through the brain and the intellect. And knowing the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt also goes through the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam and the Ahlul Bayt through intellect. That's the first function, to know Allah and the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wa sallam, which is basically to understand how to worship Allah correctly. Two is to use it to contemplate, to use it for thinking. This is what the intellect is for, to think. Sometimes you submit, sometimes you think. And usually the intellect and thinking is a step before submission. So it precedes submission. A man comes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he asks him a question in this regard. But let us take a short break and then we will come back and we will mention this story.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. So we were saying that the intellect is there for thinking, for contemplation, to think about the consequences of things. Is it a good consequence? Is it a bad consequence? So a person came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. He said to him, Ya Rasulullah, awsini, give me an advice. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam says to him, فَهَلْ أَنْتَ مُسْتَوْسِنْ إِنْ أَوْسَيْتُكَ. Are you the kind of person that will take the advice and act upon it if I advise you? And the man said yes. The Prophet repeated the same statement again, and the man said yes. The Prophet for the last time saying to him, are you the one that will take the advice if I give it to you? And he said, of course, Ya Rasulullah, I am the one that will take it. And this was the advice of the Prophet, that which was repeated three times, which indicates the importance of what the Prophet will about to say after these three times. He says, فَإِنِّي أُوصِيكَ إِذَا هَمَمْتَ بِأَمْرٍ فَتَدَبَّرْ عَاقِبَتَ. I advise you that if you want to do something, if you're about to do an action, think of the consequences of that action. That's it. Think of the consequences of that action before doing it. Don't just jump into it. فَإِنْ يَكُوا رُشْدًا فَمْضَهُ. And if this consequence of this action is good, then go for it. وَإِنْ يَكُوا غَيًّا فَانْتَهِيًا. And if the consequences of this actions are bad, then do not do it. As simple as that, but powerful. If every human being, every one of us, uses hadith in our lives in a proper manner, no one would commit a single mistake. No one would commit a single wrong. So before I wrong you, I ask myself, what am I about to do to this person? Is it good or is it bad? Is it in my best interest or it's not? If I do this, tadabbur, and the action, then I won't harm you. You won't harm me. Then we will have peace. Then we would live in a happy, prosperous society. If we just think and give a thought to the actions that we do before we do them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he also says, إِنَّمَا أَهْلَكَ النَّاسُ الْعَجَلَ. Surely people will perish because of their hastiness. وَلَوْ إِنَّ النَّاسَ تَثَبَّتُ لَمْ يَهْلُكُ أَحَدٌ. But if people were to hit the brakes and hold for a second and think for one second, then they would have not perished. It's simple. Sometimes you hasten and you become too quick and you throw an accusation, you say something, you accept something, you do an action very quickly, and then you end up paying the consequences, you end up paying the effects of such an action. So you're no longer in control of it. That's the intellect and its role. Inshallah, we'll continue this discussion in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم.